Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
On drugs, I'm not drunk.
His early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You're wanting to get a nice meal outside of Lincoln, maybe down Highway 6 toward Ashland.
What direction would that be, Jay?
That'd be to the
east.
East.
Due east.
Yeah, due east.
If you want to go due east of Lincoln.
On Highway 6.
Pleasant. 6.
In Ashland. That, of course, would be our friend Phil at Ruhlman Steakhouse.
Philman.
It's open. It's Wednesday through Sunday. Today's Thursday. So they're open for lunch and dinner. Please stop by. Get one of their wonderful steak options. Sip likes the sirloin. I've had the filet there several times. It's good. New York Strip, ribeye also available.
You want to get out there and enjoy that outdoor patio in the back.
Yes.
The covered patio. You don't get this time in October, this kind of weather.
You still do
normal.
It.
Oh, yeah. Phil's still got that thing rolling.
Hey, what is your steak of choice, by the way?
What's that? The New York Strip. The New York Strip.
Very definitive.
100%. I'd never vary from that. That would be it.
The Strip is good.
Yeah. I like the Strip.
Okay. Very definitive.
Yes.
Do you always order the sirloin there?
Mm-hmm. I'm usually sirloin anywhere I go.
Sirloin's good.
Yeah. I'll try this.
We talked about, any breakers that I remember this place, I mentioned to Steve, the Sirloin Stockade.
Where was this at?
Whereabouts was it?
I'm trying to think. The Sirloin, and it was kind of like a Sizzler.
Yeah.
It's kind of what it was. It was a Sizzler.
I like the name.
The Sirloin, and it had a giant cow on it. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It had a giant cow.
Where was this?
The time you see a giant cow. Like that?
Go.
There's
in there.
A meat market in Aurora. It's got a giant cow on it. What's the name of that, Breakers? Let me know. It's a giant cow. It's just off of Main Street. It's really cool.
Please, can you let us indulge in this a little bit? Where was Sizzler? It was up on. My recollection was it was on East O around where Barnes & Noble is.
That's 100% where I think it is. Yeah, I agree.
It's by the Hy-Vee.
Maybe a little bit further than that. I don't know.
Further east?
Maybe further east, maybe a little bit.
Did you go in there?
I've been in there before.
Is it like by Cheddar's then or what? Where Cheddar's is at?
Yeah, if somewhere, I think that's, help us out, Lincoln. I don't know.
I mean, that'd be just east of Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, it'd be about.
So Cheddar's.
Sizzler.
The Cheddar's area for Sizzler.
Yeah, I definitely went in there. I know I went in there more than once. I can vaguely remember it. I mean.
There's always a giant bowl of pudding, which I always enjoyed.
And it was green.
Yeah.
All right, sorry. We indulge.
Ruhlman's Steakhouse. Please go see Phil and the team. Highway 6
Don't go
in
to
Ashland.
Sizzler. Don't go to Sirloin Stockade. Go to Phil's.
Because, I don't even know where the
because
nearest
they're not open anymore, sadly. But Ruhlman's is open for you. Check
they
it
ran
out.
Him out of business.
He did. That's what Phil's doing.
Yes.
So good. People just are closing left and right for Phil.
Imagine that. Phil can get availability of getting steaks, which he gets from Keneally Beef, obviously. But right now, it's like, I can't compete with Phil.
So their
steakhouse is shutting down left and right.
That sentiment's out there.
Yeah.
Dennis says it was where Parker's at on East Oak, 84th and O?
No. Was it that far?
Is there 84th
and O? Definitely wasn't on that side of the road. It was on the north side.
I think it's on the north side, but I don't know. I'm not going to push back to our
I'm pushing back. I remember it. It was not where Parker's is. If I'm wrong on that, I'll fess up. I'm having a rough show today.
People are saying 70th and O for Sizzler.
Yeah. Not on the south side.
I think it's north side.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway. Was it by 48th and Vine, possibly?
No.
By the U-Haul up there?
No.
Popeye's?
No, 100% no on
spend that. People have no idea where the damn Sizzler was at.
No, it wasn't. I know what U-Haul.
Someone go to ChatGPT. See, they can find that.
Where was the Sizzler?
Where was the Sizzler at in Lincoln?
I'll do it. I can do this. Hold on. Just you guys talk. Talk amongst yourself.
What scares me is that everybody has a different thought.
No,
where is that?
They're throwing stuff out.
There is not a consistent thought of like the 10 that came in of where Sizzler was at. That concerns me. Did people ever eat the Sizzler? Because apparently they did not.
I'll be surprised if ChatGPT.
Someone else says it's where Parker's was at 84th and O. I
don't think so.
Well, let's not hang on now.
No,
you're attacking the Breakers pretty
hard.
I am
a little bit. I'm having, yeah.
Did every place, Steve, have an apple crisp? It seemed like everyone had an apple crisp. They almost all had soft serve ice cream.
Oh, I had 100% soft serve.
So I think there's always an apple crisp at all places.
Okay, I'm hearing that maybe it was Bonanza where Parker's at 84th.
That makes more sense.
Another great one.
Sizzler apparently was right across from Wings of Rings, right by Best Buy, like 68th and O area.
It was on the other side, though.
Yeah, the south side of the
Bonanza.
Road. South side. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
No, it was on the north side.
Okay.
I'm going to trust them if they say that. Bonanza, another incredible steak feed place.
Columbus had a Bonanza.
Yes. People are saying that it turned into the Hooters. That was just
that
south.
Could be okay. Right.
But that was the south side. That was over by
here south we go. Side.
Oh God!
Best Buy.
ChatGPT. Unbelievable! Unbelievable!
Well, give it to us. Read it.
The question was, where was Sizzler located in Lincoln when it was open? That was the question of ChatGPT.
Good question. Good typing.
Thank you for the correct typing.
Yeah.
The old Sizzler in Lincoln, this is the answer. The old Sizzler in Lincoln was located at 68th and O Street in the building that later housed Hooters.
Is that south side, though?
Yeah, that's south side.
You thought it was north.
No, Hooters was on the south side.
I know. Yeah. I said it was across from Wings of Rings to
no,
the
Hooters
south.
Was on the north side. Hooters was on
no,
the north side.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. Or no, you're right.
It was on the south. Side.
Oh God, I was thinking about guitars and Cadillacs.
There's a Scooters there.
Yes,
guitars, Cadillac, another place to go would be fun to go to.
Was wrong on this. And more recently, Scooters and Beauty First. Yeah.
That's we know exactly where it's at.
Okay, thank you.
We got to figure out. Now I can see a Sizzler there right now. I can see it.
God dang it!
I just envision it.
Bonanza,
84th and O for that.
Okay, good job. We're done with that.
Okay. Tonight. We mentioned this earlier, but we got options to watch. Sam Houston plays football against New Mexico State.
Okay,
former
Bill?
Place of Bill coaching New Mexico State.
Oh, New Mexico State. How are they playing?
They're 2-2.
2-2. Got beat by New Mexico. That was one of Shin Daddy's picks last week. He picked New Mexico. Again, he's making money for people left and right. New Mexico State's it's at New Mexico State?
It is.
I want to check that out because I love that little stadium. You walk down into it.
You've coached there.
4 years.
God.
Yeah.
This is
Las Cruces.
Which my buddy said he called it Las Causes. Was the name of the town he called Las Causes. It was like, I told you, it was like dog years. I coached here for four. That was like 16 years.
This is quite a
That's
story.
That's pretty funny, actually.
Sam Houston, 0-4 at New Mexico State. Sam Houston's a 2.5-point favorite.
Oh. I can't. No.
I'm looking at Sam Houston State, 2.5-point favorite tonight.
Breakers, if you want to cash in, this is an easy one.
That's 0-4 on the road.
Yeah, I'm telling you, New Mexico State.
We got Rams Niners also on Thursday Night Football, and then we mentioned there's three deciding games in the wild card round. Tigers Guardians Game 3, Cubs Padres Game 3, and Red Sox Yankees Game 3. Where's your remote going tonight?
Oh, Red Sox Yankees 100%. Not even close.
Yeah, that starts about what, 4 o'clock maybe.
Perfect time.
Get the time on that.
I tell you one thing. I remember
7 o'clock. It's at 7, right in the middle of these games.
I remember back in the day, and I know it's happening right now currently, but I remember playoff games in the afternoon. I thought were just incredible.
Well, they're doing it right now.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. But that's incredible. But what I meant was more incredible was when that was happening, you were deep in the playoffs because you started deep in the playoffs. Only four teams made it back in our day. That was it. The champion.
Better times.
Jake, think about that. There's times
you couldn't sneak
when it was basically over for you at the All-Star break in July. It's like, can we win this thing? No, but maybe we can still be alive in the wild card. No, there's no wild card. Thank you, MLB, for making it interesting. Because these games right now that would never have existed are awesome.
Yeah, they are.
That's awesome. Makes things way... Like, how many teams make the playoffs now?
Seven. Six in each league.
Six in each league.
Yep.
Yeah, so 12.
Three division winners, three wild cards.
So just think about that for a second. There used to be just four teams that made it. That was it. Had to win your division, and that was it. And sometimes you're up 24 games, you know, and it's like, okay, this is over. What are you guys playing for? Absolutely nothing. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that in football like that? Who makes it? Just the other four champ. That's it.
But it still held our interest for some reason.
Tigers, a little bit. Tigers Guardians, 2 o'clock on ABC.
That's
Padres Cubs, 4 p.m. ESPN, and Red Sox Yankees, 7 p.m. on ESPN. Winners move on.
The thing that freaks me out the most about Yankee Stadium, which was I went to several games there, and I was at Rutgers.
God dang it! Seriously?
Yeah, it was really cool. But even at that time, you'd look down, and you still see it now. Insane, awesome corporate seats that are empty.
That sucks.
You'll see it tonight. Yeah. There'll be seats that are not, because it's like someone has paid $500,000 for those seats. They're just not using them.
And you'll see like the whole stadium on its feet except for those seats.
Yeah.
And they're like looking at their phone.
Yeah. I'm at a baseball game.
No, but the Yankees fans are incredible.
7 p.m.
They're a blue blood. Jake.
Yankees Red Sox.
You know what I saw the other day that bothered me, though, is like they were showing people what they were wearing. People were in tank tops and shorts in the postseason. It's supposed to be cold. I went cold.
It was, brisk last night.
Was it brisk?
It got in the 60s last night.
That's not brisk.
It was windy.
He wants 40s.
I went 40s.
Flurries.
I want some flurries. I want to see flurries.
That's not for a little bit.
Does he ask for too much for that?
I really want Detroit to win after what they went through. Oh, man.
Rick Heyman's Song of the Day is next on Early Break of the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.